NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Thursday evening, March 19th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Erike Bruzy takes over as chairwoman of the supervisory board of Salzgitter AG. Erike Bruzy has been elected as the new chairwoman of the supervisory board of Salzgitter AG. With her extensive experience in finance and compliance, Bruzy is well-equipped to lead the company. Her appointment has been praised by Lower Saxony's finance minister, Gerald Heery, highlighting her dedication and expertise. The transition follows Heinz Gerhard Wente stepping down, with Professor Dr. Hans-Jürgen Urban serving as deputy chairman on an interim basis.
CMTS Scharf AG continues advancing its strategy 2026 to expand the sales regions and product portfolio for business growth. SMTS Scharf AG is expanding its sales regions and product portfolio as part of its strategy 2026 to meet the growing demand in underground mining. The company has entered into exclusive cooperation with CFH Group for Kazakhstan and South Africa, aiming to strengthen its presence in these markets and leverage synergies within the group. CEO Long Zhao Long emphasizes the importance of developing low-emission transport solutions to meet customer demand.
Tick Trading Software AG has published its 2024/2025 annual report and is calling all shareholders to the 2026 annual general meeting on April 28, 2026. The meeting will be held at 11 a.m. at the Ernst Schneider Saal in Dusseldorf. More details can be found in the Bundesanzeiger and on the company's website. Tick Trading Software AG has been providing professional customers with advanced trading platforms for over 20 years.
Mediclin invites you to the 2026 virtual press conference on the financial statements for the year 2025. Mediclin Acting Geself invites you to its 2026 virtual press conference on the financial statements for the year 2025. The event will be held on Friday, 27 March 2026 at 11:00 a.m. CET. Management will report on the 2025 financial year, current developments, and outlook for 2026 in a webcast. Registration is required for participation.
Sologenix SNGX highlights high BRYTE clinical data in peer-reviewed journal publication. Sologenix highlights the clinical data of high BRYTE in a peer-reviewed journal publication. The therapy's safety profile, non-mutagenic mechanism, and efficacy for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma are showcased. The ongoing FLASH 2 Phase 3 trial is progressing, with interim analysis expected in the second quarter of 2026. Sologenix is a biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases, developing innovative treatments to address unmet medical needs.
Beeline Holdings BLNE partners with TYTL Corp on tokenized fractional real estate model. BLN Holdings Inc. has partnered with TYTL Corp to support fractional equity transactions in U.S. residential real estate, already finalizing 11 acquisitions and launching an initial property portfolio. The Beeline equity product on Beeline's website presents a significant revenue opportunity, with every $1 billion in transactions generating $41 million in revenue. This innovative tokenization model combines traditional and blockchain infrastructure, aiming to tap into the $110 trillion U.S. housing market. Tech Media Breaks, Supercom Limited awarded $17 million National Electronic Monitoring Contract in Sweden. Tech Media Breaks reports that Supercom Limited has secured a $17 million National Electronic Monitoring Contract in Sweden. The contract, awarded by Sweden's Prison and Probation Service, will see Supercom deploy its Pure Security electronic monitoring suite across various programs. The demand for scalable monitoring solutions in Sweden's public safety infrastructure is driving this significant contract win. Invec Holdings, Inc. Financing and Q1 Management Updates. Invec Holdings, Inc. secures a $10 million financing agreement for growth initiatives, including real estate acquisitions and platform development. CEO Alexander Meters. Woods Leo emphasizes a no-nonsense dilution awareness initiative, planning to retire shares equal to new issuances. The company also announces changes to preferred shares and introduces a new social media account at Invec Holdings. Learn more at www.invecholdings.com.
Renewal Fuels Inc., RNWF, discusses ambitious fusion reactor plan, business model, and strategy on Stock to Me Podcast X. Renewal Fuels Inc. discusses their ambitious plan to deliver a 100 megahertz fusion reactor in 2026, with a focus on behind-the-meter power generation for data centers and industrial facilities. Management aims to sell electricity under long-term contracts priced around $0.06, 25 per kilowatt hour, targeting 1 gigawatt of delivered capacity by 2028. The company is preparing for a potential uplisting to a major exchange, moving fusion energy from research labs to commercial deployment.
Boost sales with SalesNexus's new AI-driven CRM platform. Boost your sales with SalesNexus's new AI-driven CRM platform. The redesigned platform offers enhanced pipeline management and marketing automation, empowering sales teams to identify opportunities, prioritize actions, and close more deals. With over 20 years of experience, SalesNexus provides a flexible solution that adapts to unique sales processes. The new platform, available starting March 18, 2025, incorporates AI throughout the system for intelligent recommendations and automation triggers.
Navigating a rapidly evolving technology landscape, Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, and the Trump administration's push to secure domestic supplies of critical minerals. Trilogy Metals Inc. is strategically positioned within the American push to secure critical mineral independence, holding a 50% interest in high-grade undeveloped copper deposits in Alaska. As the Trump administration accelerates efforts to reduce dependence on foreign-controlled supply chains, high-grade Trilogy Metals stands to benefit from the increasing demand for copper and other essential minerals. Geopolitical tensions are reshaping global supply chains, emphasizing the importance of securing domestic supplies of critical minerals.
Gulf oil money is being channeled into African renewable energy. Capital from the Gulf is flowing into Africa's renewable energy sector amid escalating tensions between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. This influx highlights the importance of diversifying energy investments to mitigate risks. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. in North America may explore opportunities in Africa and other emerging markets. Green Energy Stocks is a leading platform connecting companies shaping the green economy with a wide audience of investors and influencers. Companies are familiar to the colonies of officers and influencers.
Interest in electric vehicles grows as gas prices rise amid Iran war. Interest in electric vehicles is on the rise as gas prices increase due to the ongoing conflict in Iran. Battery electric vehicles, like those offered by Massimo Group, are gaining popularity for their independence from the volatile fuel market. Companies such as Massimo Group could potentially see a boost in sales if the Middle East conflict persists.
Mission Iraq news breaks. Added TX Inc. appoints Jeff Bush, CEO of Ignite Proteomics, to lead commercial expansion. Added TX Inc. has appointed Jeff Bush as CEO of Ignite Proteomics to lead commercial expansion. Ignite Proteomics focuses on guiding cancer therapy selection through functional protein profiling. Bush will evaluate strategic growth and financing opportunities as the company scales its platform, designed to help physicians match patients with effective targeted therapies. Mission IR News Breaks. Soligenx Inc. highlights Hybrite clinical data in peer-reviewed journal publication. Soligenx Inc. announced the publication of clinical data on Hybrite TM in a peer-reviewed journal, showcasing its safety profile and efficacy for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The therapy's non-mutagenic mechanism supports its potential as a first-line treatment option. Soligenx is progressing with its ongoing Phase 3 trial, with interim analysis expected in Q2 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 50V0 issues invoice for UED deployment of GPS-denied navigation platform. The defense technology company, known for its innovative solutions, is responding to the increasing demand for offline-capable navigation and target acquisition systems in the Middle East. Spark AI's software integrates machine learning for precise navigation and target acquisition on rugged handheld devices, addressing the challenges of GNSS jamming and spoofing in the region.
As global gold and silver demand remains strong, Lahontan Gold Corporation advances toward production. Mobilizes second drill rig at Santa Fe. Global gold and silver demand remains strong as Lahontan Gold Corporation advances toward production at the Santa Fe mine in Nevada. The company is mobilizing a second drill rig to focus on unexplored areas. With a strong history in mining and promising future potential, Lahontan aims to bring the Santa Fe mine back into operation by late 2026 or early 2027. Absolutely, Will. I think you should be allowed to follow us. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.